USA Radio News with Wendy King.
50 people, including Hollywood stars Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, are charged with paying a total of some $25 million in bribes to get their children into elite universities. Andrew Lelling is a U.S. attorney from Massachusetts.
The parents charged today, despite already being able to give their children every legitimate advantage in the college admissions game, instead chose to corrupt and illegally manipulate the system for their benefit.
The man who organized the plot, William Singer, pleaded guilty to racketeering, conspiracy, and obstruction of justice. The British Parliament has rejected the latest Brexit deal made by Prime Minister Theresa May and European Union leaders. May says Parliament will vote on Wednesday on declining to leave the EU without a deal on March 29th. If that's approved, a vote will be held on Thursday to ask for an extension. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Senators Mitt Romney and Richard Blumenthal are among a growing number of people calling for Boeing or the FAA to ground the Boeing 737 MAX 8 following Sunday's Ethiopian Airlines crash that killed 157 people. Romney tells reporters,
the UK, Singapore, Australia have all taken action to ground the aircraft. It's not that they have a specific area that that is a flaw, but just out of an abundance of recognition that this is very serious.
Air safety regulators in at least 40 countries have either grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets or banned them from their airspace. Members of the International Association of Firefighters chanted Run, Joe, Run during an appearance by Vice President Joe Biden. He raised the issue of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
Why are the hell we arguing about that still?
Why is that even being argued? It must be permanently funded, period.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Anyone that's applying for a job needs to be very careful about who they use for a reference. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
That's the advice from account temps following a survey it conducted that determined that references carry as much weight in the American hiring process as anything else. In fact, of the nearly 3,000 managers surveyed, about a third of them said they did pass on hiring people after checking references. Managers suggest offering references before the prospective employer even requests them, and always ask contacts in advance prior to using them as a reference. And you should send a thank you note to everyone who agrees to be a reference for you. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing Russia and Cuba of keeping Nicolas Maduro in power in Venezuela. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo said the Kremlin is standing with its Venezuelan cronies against the will of the people of a sovereign nation to protect a Moscow-friendly regime.
Moscow, like Havana, continues to provide political cover to Maduro regime while pressuring countries to disregard the democratic legitimacy of the interim president, Guaido.
Mr. Pompeo said no nation has done more to sustain the death and daily misery of ordinary Venezuelans, including Venezuela's military and their families, than the communists in Havana. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.